O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday. It's July 14th, 2015. Let me begin with a special reading, and it'll all make sense when you hear from my special guest. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always till the very end of the age. Ah, what a great passage. And Buddy, in light of your past weekend, I'm sure that resonated with you anew.
It certainly did, Mark. We had an incredible, exhilarating weekend with the conference with young boys. It was exciting.
And with me on the line, I couldn't get you into the studio. It was short notice, but thank you for being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. But it's Reverend Harold Davis, Pastor Davis. Good friends can call him Buddy. But I think, Harold, just about anyone you meet up with becomes a close friend of yours. You're very personable. I've known you for 25 or so years, way
long
back.
Long time, Mark, long time.
In the early days of Promise Keepers, even before it became a national movement, we served on some community panels or overseeing various events and trying to work through the interdenominational and different issues with men. And it wasn't until a few weeks ago that I learned the past, almost coming on 2 years, you've been the pastor at Grace Fellowship in Champaign. So there's a lot to talk about, but begin with the weekend, why you were doing what you were doing and how that fits into Talks Mentoring.
Well, Mark, we have a lot of young people out here, a lot of young men specifically, who have not had father figures, and then to make it worse, they're not attending a church. So they're basically getting no input from the Lord, from the principles that we were raised on. So we went out and we knocked on doors this past week. We had 11 churches involved, and we had a Men of Force conferences. We were focusing on black boys, you know, in the news, the negative stuff in the news. We have to get with these boys while they're younger and develop relationships with them, get the men in the churches to start discipling them. And that was the whole purpose of what we did this past weekend. And I want to tell you, God outdid himself. He literally blew us away. When we had my son-in-law, Pastor Dates, who's like in his early 30s, and the kids could really relate to him. He gave a great message, talked about how his mother raised him and his brother, who was an international corporate lawyer on the south side of Chicago without a father, and the boys could really relate to that. And when he gave the altar call, of the almost 70 people that were in the room, 30 of them publicly and out loud made a profession of faith. And that was, my blood pressure just went through the ceiling. I was just going crazy, man, because that was the whole purpose of everything. So pray for us. We're in the process now of praying through the applications, because we're going to sign every boy to a local church so that he can be discipled by the men of that church. And that's the whole plan. And it's every year. It'll be July the 9th next year. And it's basic instructions. Go get them.
And for many of our listeners, probably unfamiliar with the door-to-door, knocking on the door. So take us through that. I mean, obviously you met, there was some training, and you guys got all prayed up.
Yes.
But what's it like to go door-to-door? Wasn't there fear or trepidation? Or
Not at all. Mm-hmm. Not at all. For me, it's absolutely and totally exhilarating. Some people ride roller coasters. Some people ride motorcycles. I go knock on doors and my blood pumps, and because you get to see, you literally get to see God work on people. Mm-hmm. They'll knock on the door. They may have a little hostility, and when we tell them we're from, you know, whatever church, they immediately stand down. You see the Spirit of God start working on them. It exhilarates me. So it's not boring at all. To me, it's the best form. We were in the worst neighborhoods in Champaign. We knocked on doors in, quote-unquote, the worst neighborhoods. And we had an incredible response. And that's my inebriant. That's how I get high.
And what I like about the fact is you had so many churches involved that want to take that role to mentor, to evangelize. And we began with this passage. I asked you beforehand, I said, hey, what's a good passage? And you said, oh, Mark, it's the nuts and bolts of all this, the Great Commission. It's what we all should be doing.
It's one of the first things we learned. How quickly do we deviate from our initial fundamental learning? You know, when we all became Christians, we learned that scripture and we were excited. And you know, it still excites me. Evangelism still excites me. Baby Christians still excite me. People being birthed. My physical gynecologist birthed four of my children. The amazing thing is that he was excited with each birth as if it was the first one he'd ever done, and he'd done thousands. And so I think we should be that way. And we focus on one. I told everybody when we started this conference, if one life is changed, heaven will never be the same.
Yeah.
That's the plan, is to make heaven different. Is that incredible or what? We have the privilege to go out here and make heaven different.
Yeah, I can't remember the specific verse. I know it references in Luke where the angels rejoice before the throne room of God when a sinner repents. I mean, there's literally a celebration going on in the heavenlies.
Literally. And Saturday, when at least 30 of those boys were doing a profession of faith, and I know that heaven was rocking and rolling, man. I just that was exciting. The adults were exhilarated, and we just didn't know what to do. Just literally, I was dizzy for several hours.
Now, for our listeners that are tuning in, they're probably thinking, gosh, this guy sounds so upbeat and energetic. What's he in his mid-20s, his 30s? I mean, you're hanging in there strong in these later years. You know, I just realized I had a special guest yesterday, the director of a special play that's going on in Tuscola, and the senior discount is 55 and older. And I'm like, gosh, I qualify for that. Hey, we're in our senior years now, buddy.
Yeah, man, we're in our best years, man. Think. I've never been this smart, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, I've never known Jesus as well as I know him now. And I am more empowered than I have ever been. And there are two or three people who believe that the Lord is leading me, and we're trying to do some significant things for the kingdom while it is still day. Because, we've all been paying attention. Night is coming.
Yeah.
When no man will work. So we're excited, man. We're just... You know, and like you said, I'm pastoring a church now, and it's like, it's kind of like you. I don't know if you know what a crotch rocket is, but my son had a crotch rocket. It's a motorcycle that's basically a motor. And I got on it once and just barely touched it, man, and all I could do was hold on. And that's the way things have been. I've been holding on to the Bible, and God has been exhilarating. In these last couple of years, it's just been exciting.
Well, give us a little update. I think it's been a few years since we talked about Talks Mentoring and the unique work that God has called you to throughout our area and actually parts of the country. I know the curriculum was going around, and you were one time, I think, featured on Family Life Today, Focus on the Family. I mean, you got some national recognition, but it's not always been easy. Whenever you further God's kingdom purposes and plans, there's always things to thwart, derail, frustrate, but you're hanging in there, and I know there's a golf outing coming up.
Yes.
Talk a little about Talks Mentoring.
Well, Talks Mentoring, we're facing funding challenges right now, and the philosophy of Talks is real simple. It's here it is. If we don't talk to the boys, nothing is going to change. The media has them, and we have to go in and take back what the world has taken from us. All this media that they have at their fingertips. So men have to be even more aggressive to go out and get them. You talk about Family Life Today. Dennis Rainey and I kind of hung out, and one day he walked up to me. He put his finger in my face. We were in a hotel hallway. I was going to my room, and he put his finger in my face, and he yelled at me. He says. He screamed, "Don't mess up." He literally screamed that in my face, and I stood there for a minute, and I'm thinking, what did I do? I felt like a third grader, you know?
What's with this white guy?
Man, the point is, men are so prone to mess up. Now, if you back it up a few years, and think when you were 15, think of the challenges when you were 15, 13, and then take away a father figure. I don't know how these boys do as well as they do with all the pressure and all the temptation that's literally incredible. So, our thesis is that every boy needs a man in his face, challenging him with wisdom regarding critical issues and decisions in his life. Every boy needs a man that will firmly, unflinchingly, and lovingly correct him with wisdom when he's made a bad decision. Our prisons are full of young men who had no one to get in their face, tell them that they were wrong, and to provide them with a solution. And boys learn that in the third grade, and they memorize it in the third grade. And we roll with it all the way through high school. So Talks Mentoring is really evangelism. It's salt and light evangelism in the public schools.
Yeah.
We desperately, I'm a former elementary school teacher, and believe me when I tell you, we desperately need Christians, salt and light in the public school. Not preaching, just going in. You know, let me tell you what I've learned over the years being in the public school. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I've gone into the public school and literally had people I met with the principal once, and she literally started trembling. I hadn't said anything. I hadn't done anything, but I knew why she was trembling. Because when I went into her office and sat down, somebody went with me and sat down. And we just desperately need Christians in the public schools because our children need us. They need that good old perspective that has brought us thus far.
Now, I don't know if this is a digression or not, but say your message is resonating in their hearts. They're thinking, you know, I don't know, I've never maybe mentored someone before, but I do have some spare time, or I'm retired and I have maybe an afternoon, a week available. I know most of the students are dismissed at this point, but how would somebody maybe get involved or find out more, or say, maybe I could qualify as a mentor or somebody to go into the schools?
Well, they could get in touch with us. The email address is talksmentoring@yahoo.com. And you can get in touch with us there. We can begin a dialogue, and that's where we could start and just take it from that point.
TalksMentoring@yahoo.com, TalksMentoring@yahoo.com, or stop by TalksMentoring.org, TalksMentoring.org. Great.
Correct.
So you've been at that for how many years now?
Mark, long time, about 25 years.
Wow.
God has done great things. Talk has impacted at least 26 states. The Lord has allowed me to speak in 26 states. And we have talks programs in various states. The biggest one ever was in Indianapolis. The mayor was paying for it a few years ago. They had 1,000 mentors mentoring 3,000 students. And unfortunately, we learned when the mayor got kicked out, there went the funding. So funding is a challenge.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, we're seeking to broaden our donor base because we need a little more funding this year coming up. We need a few more supporters.
Now, would they find out that information at talksmentoring.org?
Yes, they could donate there. Or if they, again, they can email us and we can have a phone conversation, or we can meet for lunch or whatever. It's just that we need a little more support. We're building our donor base. Technically, we had some secular money for a while, but there were incredible restrictions on that, and we transitioned from that. So now we're free to be true to our calling and true to our God.
Mm-hmm.
There are funding challenges.
Okay, now say it's the summertime and I'm planning on playing some golf in a couple weeks. What would be a good fit for me if I want to kind of accomplish a few things, multitask, as they say?
Yes, sir. You can play some golf because we're having our charity golf scramble on August the 7th, and we always have a lot of fun. Kent Hollis does this. He's crazy about golf, to say the least. There's always a lot of prizes. There's always a lot of fun. It's, again, August the 7th. This year it's at Lake of the Woods, and it's a scramble. That means that you don't have to be good. Okay, I'm a musician. I mean, at one time I was proficient on 7 instruments. I'm terrible at golf. I'm terrible, absolutely terrible. But we always get one person on my team that's good so that we are not there all day, you know.
And it works with the scramble. Is it like you all hit and then you follow whoever has the longest shot, like in
that's
your foursome?
Correct. That's correct. So it's no pressure for non-golfers.
A lot of fun.
A lot of fun. We have people to come. And, again, we've been doing it 11 years, so we have regulars and it's just a great time of fun.
Now, if somebody says, hey, you know, I can get a hold of 3 other guys or gals and be a part of this, how do they find out more information specifically about this charity golf scramble?
Once again, it's on the webpage, talksmentoring.org. You can call 351-5889, and we will return your call, 351-5889, and that's area code 217. And we will return your call, talk to you about it. There are several ways. You can become a sponsor or a supporter. You can donate gift certificates and prizes because we give away a lot of prizes. Or you can play golf. So it's a lot of ways to support.
217-351-5889.
Correct.
217-351-5889. In case you just tuned in, I have the Reverend Pastor Harold, also known as Buddy Davis.
The husband of Ollie Watts Davis.
Yes,
really my claim to fame.
Yeah, how's she doing? I haven't caught up with her in a long time.
Man, she is doing just wonderful. The choir is great on campus. They had a great concert. And this week she's in Michigan up there. They're singing some languages, you know, that I don't understand, but they're having fun. So she's at a conference this week, but she's doing very well.
Well, pass on my regards and blessings and a good old hug, and we miss meeting up with you guys.
At the steakhouse, that's where we generally meet.
Yes. Well, you have this golf outing, but there's so much more to your life. Pastoring. Hey, give us a little sneak preview on maybe what the Lord's turning over in your heart and mind for this Sunday and how you came to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to jump into this endeavor and lead a flock and shepherd. I know you have a passion for people, and so it was a natural fit, but in light of your schedule and all the other things, why pastor at this point in your life?
Wow, man, that's a good question. The Lord put it on my heart that it was time for me to move, basically. And we followed him. It was the most amazing transition because God put everything in place. I looked up, boom, there was a choir there. I had a deacon, I had an elder, I had people that said, Pastor, we love you, and everything was in place. And this past week, we talked about restrictions in ministry. Jesus, in John chapter 7, verse 1, it says, after these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. And we talked about the fact that even Jesus had restrictions in ministry. He couldn't hang out with the Jews because they were trying to kill him. And we need to study our restrictions. We need to study our ministerial, our ministry restrictions. Sometimes they're financial. You know, we just really dealt with that this past weekend. And we're just going through John. We're walking through John. It's an exciting, exciting journey.
Now, where is the church located? What are your hours? Do you have midweek services? Give us a little snapshot into Grace Fellowship.
Okay, Grace Fellowship. Well, let me tell you this. I'll say this. It is a mega church. Just, you should know that up front.
Yes.
Because what Pastor told me, he says, once you fill up the room, it's mega.
Yes.
But we're at number one Henson Place, right off Kenyon Road, close to the Neal Street exit in Champaign. We don't have a church building yet, and when the Lord says so, we'll get one. But until then, we're having a great time. We are, what do you call it, intimate. We have an intimate setting. I do want to say we have an incredible choir. I guess you would figure that, huh? A great choir.
Sure.
And we're trying to get the preaching to be as good as, you know, on the same level as the choir, you know. But we have a great time, man. We literally do.
And what time are the services?
Oh, okay, 11 o'clock on Sunday. We do the standard 11 o'clock time. We do Tuesday night at 7 for prayer. We pray Fridays at 7. Anybody's welcome to come Friday at 7, Tuesday at 7. And that's basically what we're doing right
and
now.
This
we
is
do a
just,
youth activity on Tuesday also.
And this is just off of Neal Street. So I'm picturing, so when I met up with you a month or two back right after our Great News Radio board meeting, I saw you there. So it's the 2nd Street or something right off of Neal Street?
Matter of fact, we were 300 yards from the church when I met you.
Okay, so
you just go up to Neal Street. Do not cross the interstate. Make that left on Kenyon Road. Go about 300 yards, and we're on your left.
And is it a storefront?
Well, yes, we're in an office building right now.
Okay.
We're
in
an office building, and we are very happy in our office building. We've prayed over it and anointed it, and everybody's used to it now, and we're very comfortable here. And you know what? This is what's absolutely amazing. Again, I was an assistant pastor, think about this, for over 30 years. I saw God move, but the way I've seen him move has just been incredible. We have a van now. Dude, we got a brand new van. Listen, it's got 117,000 miles on it, but it's brand new as far as we're concerned. Yeah. It is beautiful.
It's a mega van.
Yeah. And God gave it to us. It was a miracle how we got it. It was like three or four other vans that we were looking at, and God said no. And it's just, you know, what's great is we're praying and we're on one accord and God is moving. And there's nothing like that. It's so exciting.
Well, I was excited to meet up with you, and I was thinking about who could I have for testimony Tuesday, and you came to mind, and I was like, okay, Lord, maybe there's some people that need to get involved with the Talk Mentoring program. Certainly our listeners have some disposable funds that they could put towards this great cause of building into young men's lives with your Talks Mentoring program. And maybe there's somebody that's like, I live in that area, or I've heard of Buddy Davis for years, and I want to visit him on Sunday and hear him preach. Or maybe they like the golf and that golf outing. It's like, gosh, that's great, a perfect fit. They can learn more about the mentoring program, win some prizes, enjoy some golf, and yet help a great cause. In our closing, just a couple minutes here, how can we pray for you and Dr. Davis and Talks Mentoring, or maybe something else? Are you working on a book or something at this point?
Yes, sir. A matter of fact, I just released a study for young black men called Talking Through Transitions. It's a book, a workbook, and 2 hours of DVD footage. It's kind of like almost like a college class, but that's out. And I don't know why the Lord has me write books. I've written 9. I've got 3 that I'm working on. So, yeah, I'm always up to something, Mark.
Yes. All right. So I think you're giving us a menu of ways to pray for you and Dr. Davis. And
yes.
Let's see. Once again, if you want to know more about this charity golf scramble, the Talks mentoring program, or even attending Grace Fellowship on Sunday at 11, you can call 217-351-5889, 217-351-5889, or stop by TalksMentoring.org, TalksMentoring.org. I'll give you the final word and maybe close out with a prayer for our listeners today as they enter into this day, this work day, or maybe their hobbies or visiting a neighbor, a blessing on them to be that effective agent communicating the Great Commission.
Amen. Father, we thank you now for this great day. We thank you for this opportunity to see another day. And Lord, as we go through this day, we pray that you would lead us, guide us. Lord, you arrange situations and circumstances where we can represent you, where we can share you with somebody, dear God. And that's our prayer. We just want to represent you today. We love you so much. We appreciate you. Thank you for saving us. And God, we honor you this day. Bless us as we go forth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And all of God's children said,
amen.
Oh, there was a big chorus. I could hear it all around our area. Thank you, Buddy Davis, for being available for today,
you,
the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.